Welcome to Alumni Live, the podcast. These are conversations with Grand Valley State University film and video graduates about the industry, the film video major, and alumni profiles.
Hello, and welcome to this podcast, our latest episode with our special guest, John Bliss from WZZM 13. He is the marketing director there. John, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hello, I am a graduate of Grand Valley 2002. And I was in the School of Communications there. I am now Director of Marketing at Channel 13, WZZM, in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And my background actually wasn't even in TV. It was in movies.
And we will get into that. I'm your host today. I'm Jake Wiegand. I'm also a GV Film and Video alum, 2021. And the whole reason we're talking today is all about the world of broadcasting. Something John and I have in common is that we both studied film and video. We didn't really study news or broadcasting, engineering, any of that stuff. None of the nitty-gritty particulars that go into what makes a newscast. That's why we work in marketing, and we'll get into that today and all the details that goes into the study and field of marketing as it pertains to visual media like broadcast news. So, John, why don't you walk us through your background, your history, how you got to your position as a director of awesome, as you like to say.
I was a movie guy. I started making movies when I was probably about 8 years old, and just with like a little VHS camera around the house, and I made movies all the way up through college, and that's what I went to school for. I was originally a math major.
Math major?
Yes. I was like, oh, well, I need something steady, something regular, and I love math. I'm big into logic, math, that kind of stuff too.
What's your favorite field of math, like calculus, statistics, algebra, Euclidean geometry?
I would say algebra was my favorite. I did enjoy calculus, and I took stats for fun in college.
Oh, for fun. Yes. Not many people will say they took stats for fun.
Yes, I took it then. I enjoyed that one a lot too. During my first semester or so, I was like, you know what? I love math. I'm enjoying this, but I really want to do film. And if that's what I want to do, then that's what I should do.
So you chose the, instead of going the practical route, like the stuff that you were good at, like math, you chose to just follow your dreams, right?
Yes.
And I did something similar. So I think that's great. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I just dove right in to film and focused on that. And it was a great experience. And I actually happened to be walking through Kirchhoff one day between classes, and there was an internship fair. I was in competition for an internship out in LA, and I wound up not getting it. And I was number two. And so then I saw an internship fair going on. And so I walk in. Now everybody's in their suits with their resumes all prepared.
Right.
I'm standing there in my Hawaiian shirt and cargo shorts.
As a film major would be.
Yes. And I was just walking around seeing what was out there. And I saw a representative actually from WZZM.
Oh, go figure.
So I got to talking and I asked what I needed to do to apply. And
what was the position they were offering at that time?
It was an internship.
In what department?
In marketing. It was a marketing internship.
And, got it.
And so I was like, okay, why not? Let's try it out. I had never written a commercial script. So I asked them, hey, what's the format that you want? And I gave it to them, and they liked what they saw. And so they took me on and I did an internship. And while I was there, I did an actual campaign that actually aired, and I did topicals, which you're very familiar with.
Yes, I am.
So that was really great. And then I was like, okay, that was nice, fun, and went back to film. And then,
so, yeah, you dipped your toes in marketing for a little bit, like as a junior in college.
That was junior year, yep.
And then what? So then we went to LA, right, at some point, and you got into the film industry, correct?
Yes. After I graduated, I moved out there with some friends and worked out there. I did all kinds of stuff. I was doing some extra work to make money and then working on films. And then I finally landed a post-production job. And that's what I was working at for the most of the time until I decided to come back to Michigan. I love the area. That's my wife now, who is my girlfriend then, was still there here in Michigan teaching.
Love the area as in West Michigan, right?
Yes, I
love
West Michigan. And that's why I went to Grand Valley. And
because you were originally from Indiana.
Yep.
Right.
Originally from Indiana. And so I came back, but you know, there, especially at that time, there was not a lot of film work in Michigan. And
sure.
One of the things I didn't like about the business was the unsteadiness of it, you know, where it's like a gig economy. You know, you're working on this film, you're working on that film.
Absolutely. It's not like even fiction work and TV, like that's even like less gig work than it is feature films. I mean, that's just like someone made a gamble to make a movie and you're there for, what is it, 2 months, 3 months of production. And then there's like a little bit of pre and post and then it's over. And then you have to go to the next thing. And that probably, did that bog you down a little bit?
Yeah, I do not like that. I'm not that thrilled, which I discovered. I was like, I'm not.
You're a true 9-to-5er.
Yeah, I like having a steady gig. And that's why I like that post place when I was out there.
Just editing, right?
I was doing color grading and image cleanup because this was in the ages of where they first got into digital intermediate. They were still shooting on film, scanning things in. You had to clean up the images, make them look pretty, and then put them back onto film.
Yeah, that's really tedious.
Yeah, so that was fun. But when I came back, I was looking in Michigan. I'm like, what do I do? And I was like, well, I had that TV experience and there's plenty of TV stations in the area. So I applied to those and using that, the stuff that I made at my internship, plus my regular body of work, I had job offers and I had to just pick where I wanted to live and work.
Like which station in the area.
Yeah. So that was nice. And it was interesting because it was something I didn't know existed. You know, we've constantly been referencing marketing. And when people hear marketing, they think, okay, ad agencies are the people that sit there and design this stuff and do it's all like
they think
the
of
thought
like a,
process.
Like a Don Draper type.
And marketing class. But like in TV, marketing is a whole different ballgame. You have to think about that kind of stuff, but it's hands-on production, creation, creativity.
And as I have come to learn, working for you and under you, our marketing team is very intimate. It's only 4 people, which I am still unsure. Is that common in the industry, broadcast news?
Yeah, it depends. It varies by market, but it is trending towards smaller and smaller.
Right.
You know, you've got smaller and smaller teams. Our team is on the smaller side. Although I guess my first job, I was the marketing department.
You were just one person.
It was just me. I did everything in there, which was interesting to say the least. And I almost didn't apply for that job because the title was Director of On-Air Promotion. Like, oh, nobody's going to hire me for that. I don't have much experience. And I applied just on a whim. And the reason why I was Director of On-Air Promotions was because I was everything.
That you were promotions.
Yeah. So I'm glad I took the chance on that. Like I still could think back and remember at that time debating whether I should even apply.
You made the right choice.
Yes, I'm very glad I did. It changed my entire future.
Exactly. And if we can just circle back to Grand Valley real quick.
Yes.
I'm curious about professors you had, like what was the faculty like at that time? What kind of classes were you taking and how did that fit your marketing trajectory and like the skills that you learned?
Well, I took all the standard, at least back in that day, film production classes. You know, we had 16-1, 16-2, Media 1, Media 2.
Shooting on film.
Shooting on film. Back then, we were shooting on SVHS.
Which is like tape, right?
Yep. We were shooting on, it was basically super VHS tapes. And you were cutting on tape, too. You were actually cutting with the tape machines. And that's what I did in my first job still. I was still in college. I was on a Media 100. My first job was a Media 100.
Right.
And so that, you know, aging myself there. So we had all of those. We did have, I think it was Media 2 when we had to do some stuff with WGVU. So I shot a sports game there. I did a little bit of like studio work, very, very little bit.
Studio work as in?
Like actual in the TV studio at WGVU. You had to volunteer there for the pledge drive and stuff like that.
So you got some experience in local, what do you call that? Like public broadcasting?
Yeah, public broadcasting, but like very, very little that I actually did because I wasn't interested in it. I remember having to do like one news package for, I think it was a media class as well.
Okay.
Where we had to do a news story. And so that was my experience.
Because you have no like history or experience in like CMJ or like journalism or any of that, right?
I do, actually. I took a class in high school. I was editor of the yearbook, and I worked for the newspaper. Worked for the newspaper in the school, mainly as a cartoonist
and a columnist.
So I did that kind of stuff. So I have some experience with that. And my dad was actually way before I was born, he was a photographer for a newspaper.
Okay. Interesting.
Which he finds interesting too, where he's like, oh, wow, you're working in news too. And I was way back in the day.
Because he always probably saw you as like that little filmmaker that was going to be the next Steven Spielberg, right?
Yes.
I mean, I know what that's like with parents who see you go through college and a filmmaking degree. So how would you like describe the broadcast industry to some of our listeners who are curious about getting into that field? Mainly in the lens of like the filmmaker's perspective, like what can that look like for them who maybe don't have like a CMJ major, you know?
Well, for me, one of the biggest drivers is creation. I like creating. That was part of my issue with LA too, was that I was creating other people's stuff.
Sure.
You know, working on a crew, hauling lights, setting things up, you know, cutting some things or shooting some things.
So it's like you were a grip and an editor.
Yeah, right. You know, and PA doing that kind of stuff. Not the creation that I like doing. And that
well,
was one of the other things.
You had to work up that ladder, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And I just wanted to create. And that's what a lot of this industry is in the broadcast realm, especially in the marketing department, is you're creating all the time. You know, it's all writing, editing, shooting. You know, that's where you spend the bulk of your time as a regular marketing producer. You know, these people, they...
And that would be, sorry to cut you off, but that would be my title is marketing producer. You're a marketing director. And yeah, if you want to get into what entails with all that, yeah.
Yeah, there was a little bit of time where they were billing people as predators, you know, producer editors.
Okay, I've never heard that.
Yeah, it was a couple years ago that they were really pushing that kind of title. Because
in this day and age?
Yeah, no. It wasn't exactly the best marketing.
Yeah.
You're a jack of all trades. You know,
that's a good way to put it. Yeah.
You have to be able to write. You have to be able to light. You have to be able to shoot because you're most likely doing all of that.
All on your own, right?
Yes. You know, I love being able to create, having full control over things. I like working with other people too, but like yep. I love being able to do that. So I thrived as a producer where you know, well, that one station where I did everything, like yep. I had to learn how to do everything and do it all. But
you had that knowledge from GV, of course, LA as well. I mean, you were well equipped for the job, it seems.
Yeah, yeah. That's part of the reason why it was so easy for me to get a job, because
right.
I was able to do that. And now being on the other side of that, looking to hire people, that's, you know, I'm always looking for it. And it's hard to find. It's hard to find those people that can do it all.
Right.
But when you can, you're like, oh, yeah, here you go and hop on board. And when you learn the intricacies of how television broadcast marketing departments work, then you have a lot of room to succeed. You have a lot
right.
of places to go, especially if you're willing to be mobile.
Well, what advice would you have for that? Because that's a great talking point right there is kind of, I was thinking about this actually on my drive to work today this morning was like, you know, I've been here about 8 or 9 months. And I'm just thinking about, you know, what can I do eventually to get me to that point of where I'm feeling like, yeah, I'm really successful and I'm really, really competent in my job. And I feel like I don't have to ask as many questions. Like, what advice would you have for a future marketing producer to get to that point that where you're like super competent and you're just, you know, at the top of your game?
This might be just from my experience
sure.
or
yeah.
my mindset, but I am a learner. We did a leadership training here and they did your analysis and your leadership strength. That was right here at the station. They hired a firm to do it for the managers and things like that to help us be better leaders. But it was really interesting because the number one strength I had was a learner. I love learning. I love whatever it is. And I feel that has got to be the biggest driver, you know, being open-minded and open to learn, because that's one of the things that I did throughout my career here is, as I said, I like doing things myself. So I learned every process, every step along the way of what you needed to do. And granted, you know, like when we finished spots, we'd have to give them to someone else to dub in at the time and they would have to do it and get it to prep it for air. But I learned how to do that in case something happened along the way and that other person was not there, rather than just being, oh, what do I do now?
Exactly.
Solve the problem.
Right.
Being a problem solver is a huge part of this, a creative problem solver. Being able to look, instead of just throwing your hands up and be like, I don't know what to do, you go, okay, I don't know what to do. Let's figure this
out
and make it happen.
I would say that's a great component, or like a quality for anyone in this major, you know, the film and video major. You have to be a problem solver, and it's good to know more things than less things. That's why it's great to be a jack of all trades for a job like this, you know. It's variety and it's preparedness, right?
Taking initiative, obviously creativity, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That's the thing. When I look to hire somebody, and I've done some things with resumes, like with the school and stuff, talking to students. For this kind of job, I don't care about your resume. I do look at it, but that's the last thing I look at before I talk to you. I go through, and I specifically post on the post, demo reel, include a demo reel.
Right.
And it doesn't necessarily have to be, you don't have to put commercials on there. You don't have to do this. I just want to see a demo of your work. And I look to that. If someone doesn't put a demo reel on there, especially since I specifically state that, they go out, they're out at the pile. I don't even look at them. And then I look at the demo reels, and that's what speaks to me. You know, one person that I hired worked in the hospital doing like videos for the hospital.
Yep.
She had nothing but like boring doctor videos on there, like talking about their whatever field or whatever, you know, corporate videos. But I could see that they were well done just in how they were put together. But then how she put together the demo reel was really cool.
Like, so it was the creativity of the splicing and the editing of the work. But it was, in addition, that it was probably really clean editing too. And it looked like really nice, I'm sure.
Yeah, it was the creativity of how she cut it together.
Right.
Because she used like this TV thing and just the extra effort and extra thought that really stood out to me. And that was enough for me to talk to her. Another one, I saw just little random samples because I hunted him out. I was recommended this person and he didn't even apply. I just looked online, but all he had were just some scant little animations that he did and little pieces. But in that, I saw enough because he was so talented. I was like, oh, I see the talent there. And that was enough to talk.
Sure.
But it's your work speaks for yourself.
It's all about the demo reel.
Yes. So that creativity. And then just some other things that work well, being able to communicate. We're in the communications field, but you'll be surprised about how often we have issues with communicating.
Can you shed some light on that for our listeners? Just, I guess, what's the work environment like? Because we are our own separate department. We're a marketing department of four people. There's the sales department. You have engineers. And then finally, you have news. They're like kind of the bulk of the station. Talk a little about like, what does that look like? The people and the culture.
It's different at every single station. And that's part of what you look at when you're hiring there, because there are certain stations I won't work at.
Does it also help to know the market that you're going into? Let's say I get sick of working for you. John's a total jerk. I'm going to leave. I'm going to California and I'm going to work at this other ABC affiliate. Would you recommend that? You know, like.
Well, in this business, that's how you grow. That's how you move.
Is going to those new places.
Is going to new markets, like going from one market to the other. That's most likely. Like I've been lucky. I did move from, I started in Lansing. I moved to Grand Rapids. And then I had the opportunity to move across the street in Grand Rapids. I went from one station to another within market.
Right. In that Grand Rapids market.
Yeah. That doesn't happen that often. That you get that opportunity, it does.
Moving within a market. Right.
But moving from one market to another, so like I did from Lansing to Grand Rapids, or if you decide to go to Tampa, or you wanted to go to Austin or wherever, that's kind of how you jump up. You know, you jump up in market size because there's all different sizes of markets, and the higher you go, theoretically, the more you get paid, the more responsibility you have, and that kind of thing too. Like New York is the number one television market.
Well, that brings me to my next question. We'll circle back to that environment thing about, you know, what the environment looks like. But real quick, before we circle back to that, I just wanted to ask about, like, because you mentioned promotions and like not marketing as in like promotional material, but promoting, like getting promoted within that job. What does that look like for marketing? Because you have essentially the producers, which is what I am. That's what my few other
coworkers really any
are. Moving up the ladder, so to speak, in that facet of broadcast news? Because you mentioned that you can move to different markets and that can be looked at as a promotion, but are there other ways of moving up?
Yeah, like I said, jumping from market to market, and you could just go from a producer to a producer, but jumping up market size. But in the bigger stations, the bigger the market you get some other options. You know, there might be, there's a senior producer, which is kind of like a title thing.
It's a title thing or like an actual like bump in pay rate? Because like that's what, I guess what I'm asking is what are the promotions that get you that higher pay?
Yeah. Well, then they have some other positions. Like some places have a creative director.
Sure.
Some places have a promotions manager who might, you know, maybe the creative director is the head of the department, or I'm sorry, the marketing director is doing big picture strategy stuff. Then you have your like promotions manager who actually manages the producers and takes care of the day-to-day. They do the managing. The marketing director does the leading.
So this sounds like something that's in those larger markets like New York, for example, right?
Yeah, they would have a lot of them, but even some of the smaller ones like Cleveland, although that's a fairly large market too. So I would say like the top 20 probably have some more. I started here as a creative director because the head of marketing was also the head of sales.
So
she kind of like ran both departments because she had experience in both for a while. And that was like a growth challenge for her. But she couldn't do the day-to-day stuff in marketing. So that's why they had a creative director. So I came in as creative director.
Okay.
Then when she left, I became marketing director.
We're taking a short break to tell you about the Dirk Koenig Memorial Film and Video Scholarship. Here's Gretchen Vinich remembering Dirk Koenig.
The Koenig Scholarship enables students to get that kind of an education, to be a good filmmaker, to be able to express their voice, and to continue Dirk's dream.
For more information and to donate to the scholarship, visit the link in the description. Now back to the show.
So there's a lot of variables that come into play with like how a marketing department can like look structurally. Because it just depends on the market size and your personnel and like, you know, what skills they have. For example, you mentioned someone that's good in sales and marketing. They kind of double up. So yeah, it sounds like it depends on where you work, right?
Yeah. It's all so much depends on your location and your station. You know, everybody's set up differently. Everybody takes on the challenges they face differently.
Right.
Everybody has a different attitude and a different like vibe.
Well, going back to the environment, you just reminded me, what does that look like? Not just in the marketing department, but if someone wants to go into broadcasting, what expectations should they know, you know, as they like walk into that station? What do things look like at least here?
Well, it's hectic and you're never bored. You know, it's always going, especially with news, because you're dealing with breaking situations. You're dealing with stuff happening and having to be nimble. So it's definitely not something for the faint of heart where you like sitting around and having a big long-term plan and moving along on that path and not having anything change along the way.
Yeah.
And so that's where part of the fun comes in. You know, you're always working on something different. Like every day is something different.
Right.
Which is nice, because that's one thing I noticed too, versus this kind of job versus film. You know, in film, you're working on a project for a long time.
Sure.
You know, you, like you said, you might be working on this same thing for 2 months, or if you're making the film, you might be working on it for a year or two, you know, if you're high up on that. But this, there's all kinds of different projects. So you never really get bored. You know, you never
it's
get tired of doing this.
Someone who might have a shorter attention span, it's great. It's a great work environment, right?
Yes. Yes. Because then you get to do, you know, right now I'm making this kind of commercial, which is this and that and doing this kind of thing. And then, you know, next week I'll be doing this. And it's a whole different thing that lets you stretch your wings and try different things.
Well, and I can vouch for that as a producer in that position. And just speaking on the environment real quick, like, yeah, it really is fast paced. And I would say it's very attractive to most of those film and video students, because that's kind of the industry. If they want to go the film route, you know, it's very cutthroat. I would say it's less cutthroat here, but it is, you're very much on your toes and you got to be a quick thinker. And this is a great week, I would say, as an example, because it's election week, right? And the elections it was just yesterday. We're recording this on a Wednesday, the day after. And I would say this week for me personally, there's just a lot of things happening. You know, I'm putting together this new weather campaign that we're doing for the winter, and I'll be shooting some stuff for that this week. And it's like, there's shooting with talent, and then there's this, I came up with this plan to do some man on the street segments, and that's shooting on my own and, you know, going out into like the city, and, you know, I might get some footage, I might not. There's kind of like that unpredictability of things that kind of keeps it exciting. And it's this emergent process of you're always challenging yourself to just make something that you think will be, well, for a lack of a better word, awesome, right?
Yeah. And like even yesterday you had the experience too, and you've had a couple of those where, hey, you're going out and shooting news and things that you necessarily weren't expecting.
I didn't go to school for news. I didn't go to school for broadcast. But this is stuff that, you know, I'm learning just like having worked here for the past, you know, almost a year now. So you even learn new skills, right? And it's kind of exciting. And it feels good to, you know, help out another department when they, you know, might not have as many people on staff that day. And it's great because like you said, you're always learning and you got to be a learner. You got to love to learn. And I would say I like to learn. I mean, yeah. Who doesn't, right?
It's yeah, great. Well, that's one of the things that I saw when I was interviewing you. Because I was like, oh, this guy, you were hungry, especially when you started. I remember the first couple of days when you were going through the training and you're like asking everybody all these questions and like,
oh yeah, oh, yeah. I remember having a talk with our sales department head and I was just like fascinated by this world of like numbers and sales and like how TV works in a local community. Like, yeah, it's fascinating, right?
That's what was actually sticking in my head because I remember that. I was like, where's Jake? Yeah, man, he's there for a long time.
It was supposed to be there for like 30 minutes and it turned into like an hour and a half. Yeah.
But that's great. That's, you know, that's what we need. And something to keep in mind too, when we're talking about learning, I have never had a marketing class in my life.
I had one.
Not even in college. I had no marketing classes, but I took the skills from filmmaking. You know, marketing's all about emotion and getting people to feel.
You're constantly having the audience's expectations in mind, right?
Yes. You're always thinking about the people watching it, how they're feeling, how you're making them feel. And so I was able to channel that and take that and use that as marketing and everything else related to marketing, the strategy, those kind of things. I learned because I had an open mind and I'm like interested to learn from people that I'm working with, people that are my boss or my partners in the business, because we are not an island here at the station. We are owned by a larger company that in our case owns 64 stations in 59 markets.
And where do we lie within that number? Like our station?
Yeah, our station's one of them. Okay. We are market...
Just for a curiosity's sake.
Yeah, I think we're market 44 now. It fluctuates every year.
Right.
But, you know, that's another thing talking about the growth and moving.
Sure.
You don't have to necessarily move to a totally different company. You know, working like this, if you're a standout, like especially our company really works on that growth plan and works on that, like part of the yearly reviews that you get is your personal growth development plan and like your career development plan.
Right.
So if you're like, I want to be a marketing director, well, then we put you on that path and say, okay, well, let's do this. Let's give you extra extra projects. Let's give you something special that lets you shine. And then when there's another opening, we could say, hey, you know, we had someone, this happened in the sales department, but someone needed to move to Sacramento because their new wife wanted to get back home and she got a job there. And just so happens, we have a station in Sacramento and they had an opening. So boom, we moved him right over there because he was a rock star. We were sad to see him go, but right. They were super thrilled to have him. And so he got a job working for the same company, didn't have to change anything, just had to move out there. And it worked out beautifully for him.
So is this like a safe, nice kind of cushion, not cushiony, but, you know, like a long-term kind of career to maybe think about? Because no matter where you are in the country, there's a station that might have an opening for you, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And it depends on, you know, obviously, like I said, moving up in the market. So moving to those bigger cities, mm-hmm. That's where you really get a jump, or moving up in position. Like I said, if you wanted to go to a director of marketing type job, but you got to remember too, with that, that's a whole lot different than being a producer.
Sure.
I love producing.
I know you do. Because you're, just knowing you, you're a person that likes to make things, right?
Yes.
You don't like to sit in meetings.
No. But, you know, being the head of the department is a whole lot different. I don't get to make stuff as much as I used to. I'm still very hands-on. I still do a lot of stuff. But
Do you want to talk about that? Like, what does your job look like on the day-to-day? In case we have people that are wanting to be marketing directors, you know?
Yeah, well, that's a lot of stuff. A lot of meetings, a lot of strategy and planning, you know, because I'm trying to set the direction. I'm also trying to grow my team in the sense of making sure you folks have what you need and you are able to grow and be fulfilled.
If I can just say real quick, I feel like I've grown considerably after just starting work here, not even a year. So thank you for that.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of growth definitely from you. And that's what happens. I kind of, it's funny. I've got two kids and I kind of treat it in the same way as like my employees are my kids, in the sense that, your goal with kids is to have them grow up and leave you,
exactly,
be successful. Yep. And that's my goal too. Like, I don't want you sitting around here forever. I want you to grow your skills. I want you to learn all you can and be like, I'm going, I want to go do this. I want to go do that. And boop, there you go. Go be free.
I think that's great because, no one should be like stay put for X amount of years. That seems like forever. And if you're someone like me that has like these bigger goals in mind, I feel like in the film industry, people are always changing their minds with what they want to do. Maybe they're really good at editing for a couple of years, but now they're like wanting to get into lighting and maybe want to become an established director of photography. I think it's great that, you facilitate that thirst for knowledge in a way that you don't want people to just be learning under you for, 10, 20 years. You want to see people try new things and use those skills that you teach to use them somewhere else.
Yeah, and teach me something too.
Right. It's fun to learn, right?
Yes, I love that. I love getting new perspectives from people. So like going back to like what my job is like, like I said, lots of meetings, lots of planning, lots of thinking, like a thought process and trying to figure out how can we make this work? How can we do this? How can we get to our goal? How can we increase viewership? What can we do and help get everybody else on board? Our company works a little different too in that we try and break down the silos between departments.
And so, you're saying the company is in the parent company or?
Yes.
Ours? Okay.
Yes. And in turn, our company here, in just that, it's not just marketing over here doing their thing, news over here doing their thing. Everybody's got to work together.
We call it a one content team, correct?
Yes. Yeah, so everybody's working together. So we tend to be more creative. We tend to be more audience focused. We tend to be able to think that way and think in that strategy. And we try and implement that into news too, to get them to create their content that better fits our audience's needs.
So we can get those numbers up, right?
Yes.
That's what it's all about.
That's the end goal, yes. In our case, we feel like kind of a mission to make the world a better place. We're trying to help people grow, help people improve. We're trying to make a difference in the community, especially our station, where we are known as the community station, because that's what we want to focus on. We want to improve our community. We want to make it a better place.
Right.
And so a lot of the stuff that we do related to that.
Hence the rebranding. I think it was back in, was it 2018? The 13 on your side branding is very focused on, helping the community, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that's kind of a thing in local news, right? Each broadcast station kind of has their mission statement, so to speak.
The successful ones do.
Okay.
Not everyone necessarily thinks about it. A lot of times they go in and just think, this is what we do. Let's just, we got to report on whatever pops up.
Right.
And other ones have a mission of like, hey, we want to report on what's going on and what's important, but we also want to make the world better, or we want to help out people. A lot of TV stations care about the community and want to improve it and do whatever they can to
help.
But yeah, so that's kind of what my gig is. It's less day-to-day making stuff, although I still do things like I've been doing animations because that's one of my strong suits. I do a lot of that kind of stuff. I do graphics.
You do animations for both corporate and like our station, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I'll do all kinds of things that come up, and I'll even take some spots now and again, but that is tough because I can't dedicate the time like I used to, when that was my job to work on those projects like you get to,
And spots being, for those listening that might be confused, spots is just like another name, like a industry term for like a commercial or an ad. And do you want to talk about that a little bit? Like what kind of ads we make? I feel like that's a huge portion of the job, right?
Yeah. And that's different by station as well. But a lot of times the marketing department, we focus on stuff promoting our station, like our newscasts, any of our platforms, whatever, promoting the station itself. There's also clients that sales gets that come in with commercials, and there's someone else here that makes those. However, many other stations, that's part of the marketing team. You have like commercial producers or things like that. At my old station, I was the marketing person, so I did the producer. I did the station promotions, but when we would get like a client that was paying more that wanted something really snazzy, I would take that on because I would be able to do the snazzy, memorable piece.
Promoting something in the community that's not the news station.
Yeah, that would be making an ad for a client, you know? So like if a local coffee shop came in and wanted to spend money to buy an ad and make a difference, and they were like, hey, here's a bunch of money. We want to get people coming into our shop more.
Right.
And so we want something really memorable.
They'll go to that local, they turn to local broadcast as like a facilitator for like showing their advertisement, right? Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Because they can't air it. Maybe it's too expensive to air it on TBS or, you know, some other channel, but the local news stations are a good option, right?
Well, you want to reach the market that's
in the community
that will actually come to your shop. Because if you market on TBS,
well, true.
You're going to be hitting all over the place.
All over the nation. Yeah.
You want to market for the people in your community, and the best way to do that is through local advertising. And
right.
So that's what we do. And a lot of times in this, what they do is they'll sell a on-air package and be like, okay, we'll make a commercial for you because you don't have one.
Exactly.
So you buy this airtime and we'll make a commercial for you.
Now that we've kind of painted the picture of what it looks like to be in marketing at a news station like broadcast news, what advice do you have for students that are wanting to maybe go into this now after learning a little bit about it?
Look for opportunities. You know, we talked about it a bunch. I mean, how I landed the internship, how I got into the business, how I wound up in this position, you know, because I enjoyed being a producer. But I was always just keeping an eye open for opportunities, always learning, always be learning.
Exactly.
You know, always learning and seeing what you could learn, because the more you know, the more valuable you are. And it just makes it more fun. And I think that's one of the things I have advice for a lot is always find something in what you do. You know, they always say, do what you love or do what you enjoy.
Right.
My thing is, you know, you got to do a lot of stuff that you don't love or that you don't enjoy, but find something in it that fires you up.
What do you love as a director of marketing? What's that thing that makes you come back into work every day with a smile?
Well, I love challenges. I love puzzles. I love that kind of stuff. And so every day is a challenge. Like I'm faced with 8 million different challenges or different puzzles or problems that I have to solve. And then I also really like the growth, you know, helping other people learn, helping my team grow. I like that kind of challenge. I like that whole thing. Like one of the questions, I know I'm jumping ahead a little bit here, but was like, share your best work story. Well, one of the first things I wrote, actually the first two, were Emmy wins. Not for me, but for people I worked with.
And that's interesting, right? Because I feel like most people, and they hate to admit it, it's kind of hard to be happy for someone else, right?
Yeah.
Like winning an award.
Yeah.
But you were like ecstatic about that, right?
Yes. Like I worked with someone who on this spot where she was a great artist. And I was like, hey, how about you do these drawings and I could animate them and we could work together and make this really cool spot. And we wound up winning an Emmy for it. And she was through the roof. She was so excited. This was her first one. And I just loved that. I was so thrilled to be able to work with her and help her. And we could make this together.
Yeah.
And then one of the other guys that I hired and trained at my old job, like that night I was nominated for stuff. I won stuff. I was like, okay, cool. Awesome.
Right.
But he was nominated for something. And this was his first one too. And
okay.
He won. And I was more thrilled for that than any of my nominations. I was like, yes, that's so awesome. I was so thrilled that he pulled it up.
Because it's seeing that growth literally pay off, right?
Yes. And just seeing them improve like that and grow and be confident and thrilled with what they were doing. I love that. So those were some of the best moments. The other one was not like in a leadership role, but in a production role. And that was, I got to make this series of spots for a client. This was a big money client that came in. And I got to go nuts. And I spent probably, I think it was a month focused on this one project. I built a cave set out in the garage and I built a space suit and I out of just like stuff that I found and made this really crazy 2001 kind of like parody that went on for like three different spots and told the story. And it was so much fun.
I've seen it. And I saw that ad before knowing you at all. Like, this was back in high school. I was probably a high schooler. And I remember seeing that on TV and I was like, well, this is crazy. I had to know, like, who made this? And when I found out, like, getting hired in here, like, that was you, that was mind-blowing. Like, because it was just that left an impact on me. And it kind of inspired me, like, okay, maybe I can do this someday and put something crazy on TV like this guy did.
Yeah, that's fun. I love that. Like, and you know, it's funny, you said put on TV. I don't care if it ever even airs.
Yeah, you were just happy to make it.
Yeah.
Right? That had to be so much fun.
It's all about the creating. Like,
right.
That actually happened at my first job where the boss sat me down because like one of the spots had to be pulled that I worked on.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I think he was a little nervous, you know, because he didn't want to like crush my spirits.
Yeah, sure.
And he was like, yeah, it's not going to air. I'm like, okay. And he was just very confused. And I'm like, I don't care. I made it. If you stopped me halfway through, I would have been like, no, but
I must finish.
Yes, but, you know, I finished it. I got to watch it. I was like, sweet, that was awesome.
Well, and the greatest thing about this field, like film and video as a whole, like you get to make stuff and it serves as an archive for like the rest of time. And I mean, some people are different. Some people don't look at it that way. But me personally, when I make something, it's there forever and I can always go back to it. And it's a memory. So real quick, though, do you want to plug that 2001 A Space Odyssey commercial? Tell our listeners where they can find it, where to watch it, what's it called?
Oh, you can find it on YouTube, youtube.com/promoguyxmi, PROMOGUYXMI. And that's my channel. It's got all my old stuff on there. I don't have as much new stuff. I really got to update it and put a lot of the newer stuff on there. But that was all the craziness that I made.
And the client for that one was?
That was Jack's Wholesale Windows.
Right. You know, these are film people. They like 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Yeah. Yeah, that would drive me crazy to hear people talk about it and then be like, well, how do I see this? I want to see that to just know what they're talking about.
That about wraps it up, like the bulk of our discussion here. I mean, do you have any last remarks or comments, advice, any quotes from philosophers maybe?
Well, I did get asked once talking to a school, like, hey, what would your quote B? And I thought that was a really good question. And I sat there and thought about it for a little bit. And I told them, I think for me, it's enjoy wonder.
Enjoy wonder.
Because I just love enjoying, like, wondering and being curious and creating and doing all that stuff and just finding that joy in whatever you do.
It's a good thing we're humans and not like some animal, right? We have that higher thinking brain. Pretty nice. Yeah, that's a great quote and great advice to our students listening. I mean, never be afraid. I guess my quote is life begins at the end of your comfort zone. Always, always try something new because you never know if you love it. I didn't know I would love film until I got into the program my sophomore year. And so always try something new and always learn. Thanks for listening and thanks for coming on, John.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Alumni Live, the podcast. Subscribe to our podcast to hear more from our alumni across the industry. Check out Alumni Live on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube for more conversations and networking. Let us know what topics you want to hear our alumni talk about. The Grand Valley State University Film Video Alumni Network is here for you, and we're glad that you're here. Thank you for listening.